Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Who's next at the Supreme Court? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki won't say whether or not Biden would consider nominating Vice President Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Just under 2 years ago, candidate Biden said he would nominate a Supreme Court justice based on gender and skin color.
Again, I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists. And as we've stated earlier, and you heard the president say, there's a long history of Supreme Court justices determining when they may retire, if they retire, and announcing that. That remains the case today.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
One hospital says too bad for you if you're on a heart transplant list in the era of a pandemic.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
"He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body."
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A report from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says China is demanding the United States end interference in the Beijing Winter Olympics. In an apparent reference to a diplomatic boycott imposed by Washington and some of our allies, Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the demands in a phone call with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Thursday, Beijing time. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How will President Biden handle the crisis at the Russia-Ukraine border? One U.S. senator says based on Biden's foreign policy track record going back to the Senate, Russian President Vladimir Putin is reacting to our president's weakness. Senate Minority Whip John Thune from South Dakota on Newsmax.
You probably remember he was on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision when he was in the Senate, too. So he's keeping up with that pattern. National security is always something I think the American people care deeply about, particularly when there's the prospect of having to send young American men and women into harm's way. And so this is an issue that really resonates with people right now. They are paying attention not only to the competence, or incompetence, I should say, of this administration, but also to a sort of foreign policy formula that projects weakness. And anytime you project weakness, that's what tempts our adversaries, and people like Putin play on it. And you can clearly see where he waited until President Trump left office, President Biden came to office, started amassing troops on the Ukrainian border, and he's really testing this administration. And as you mentioned, there are lots of other hot spots around the world right now where American interests are at risk. And I think the American people need to be concerned about an administration that doesn't seem to have a very good grasp on what they want to accomplish.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, all eyes remain on the Ukrainian border, and will they or won't they, as negotiations, thank God, are still happening between Russia and the United States, and so we'll keep an eye there. But, of course, yesterday, the surprising bombshell was the retirement of Justice Breyer. And the president has already said non-black males and females need not apply. Horace Cooper is with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator and Project 21 co-chair. Hey, Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. So what do you make of this deal? It seemed like there was a leak out of the White House. This was not according to Justice Breyer's plan, I hear, from insiders. He didn't get a chance to make the announcement. This was leaked out. And, of course, Democrats went into a full court frenzy and thinking, well, they had to hurry up. And, you know, and the justice hadn't even declared his official retirement.
Well, there's two takeaways here. The one is, I think, the obvious one, and that is that the left is so devastated by their abject failures as they attempt to steer the ship of state called America, and they needed something to try, or they thought they could use this as something to try to change the topic. I think that's the more obvious takeaway. Mm-hmm. But I think the bigger takeaway is that a sitting Supreme Court justice understood, has concluded, recognizes how severe his political parties' options are in November. He changed his expectations, and rather than announce at the end of the term, he affirmatively went forward to share with the administration what his plans are. Every justice communicates at the conclusion of their tenure with the administration their plans. What we haven't seen is some justice, a justice, not in modern times, look and say, oh, my God, there's a red wave coming. I better act now. Well, I don't have a problem personally with this idea of a justice looking and seeing the forecast. I've been saying that there's a day of reckoning coming for a while. But what I would say is it does belie the claim that he is a straight shooter, that he is apolitical, that he is interested in focusing on the Constitution. His actions demonstrates that he is far more interested in the political effect of his retirement rather than he is in the protecting the sacrosanct apolitical status of the Supreme Court.
Well, it's the environment we're in now, and that's what it's come down to, Horace, because I mean, look at the justices are going to the Beltway, you know, cocktail parties in the inner circles of their various parties. And so they want to still be able to, you know, be welcome back to those parties even after retirement, however long that they may still be on this earth. I kind of get that. And there's no doubt, the heads are still spinning over what happened with the previous.
Right. When he's stepping down, but this is different. The justice decided that he needed to act in a way to give his party the time that it would take to get a replacement if you think, therefore, that the red wave is coming and the new team, the Senate, won't be as friendly to appointing your successor. That's what I'm talking about.
I see that. Yeah, exactly.
Political calculation that belies the claim that he has consistently made. I don't follow elections. I'm not interested in political outcomes. This is proof that it is. Most everybody is focusing on how this changes the subject. Very few are focusing on how this has revealed the political leaning, not just the constitutional ideological leaning, but the actual political leaning of a sitting Supreme Court justice.
How much is this going to exacerbate the political environment on the new nominee? I mean, could this thing possibly be dragged out in such a way that, it ends up falling on the other side of November, of the midterm election, and the Republicans have a say?
So here's a couple things. One is president's team are supposed to give due attention to making a selection, but instead of, quote, giving due attention to making a selection of the most qualified attorney possible in these United States, they've short-circuited that and said, no, just look at black women. And by doing so, what you end up with is narrow casting who is or who may not be. If you would announced that you were just going to pick the most qualified, and it happened to be a black woman, it's the onus on opponents to say that person is unqualified. But now the burden is going to be placed on the nominee. If the burden is placed on the nominee and there are any missteps whatsoever, you could see that the timeline that they've given themselves to act between late June, early July, all the way through to the last drop-dead day of October 3rd, you can see that slipping. And if that slips,
yes,
Katie bar the door.
And I don't think that is far-fetched, Horace. I mean, the way this is laying out, because the political divide being what it is. Go ahead.
It's a very tight timeline, and this is what was being communicated to the justice, and this is what the justice understood. So I'm going to give you a heads up. When I announce that I'm retiring, presumably was going to take place on the last day or the day after the session this year, you wait a respectful 72 hours to come up with your replacement. But I'm giving you time to look now. The question now is, will the president tell us who he's going to name, even though the sitting justice hasn't formally submitted his resignation? And will he give those who might be opponents an extra month, an extra 2 months, an extra 3 months to scrutinize the schedule, the rulings, the interactions of this potential nominee, making it even harder for them? This is not a slam dunk by any means, and I couldn't wish this on a nicer group of people.
Oh, wow. Or the nominee, for that matter. You imagine what the nominee's going to have to go through, Horace? It was bad enough with Kavanaugh. Of course, you're talking conservatives versus liberals here. So the wokistas will be out in record number, and they'll do everything they can to protect them. But boy, this is really set up for a battle of battles, not to mention opening up the door for looking now at the demographics of the justices that are sitting on the court. I mean, this could be problems down the road. Talk about Katie bar the door. We'll talk more about that and a couple of other issues with Horace Cooper. Stay with us just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save His lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is with us talking a little bit of football off air here. Horace, you're right. I'm with you. I mean, Mahomes is just seems so invincible. That game, with Buffalo was probably one of the better football games
that we could see it really did make the weekend. It caused me to make an extra dish of chip and dips, you know, which upset me.
Really fascinating television.
Yep, without a doubt.
Exciting, thrilling. You couldn't tell what the outcome was going to be, but what you saw was real amazing talent at work.
Yes.
And this is what America is. It's the case where in every field, not just sports, in every field, we bring talent to bear. And for my perspective, it has not been helpful when the woke crowd, or even this at White House, has tried to tell us that we should not pay as much attention to the skill set. Let's pay more attention to the skin set. That, to me, hurts all Americans, and it diminishes the achievements of any Americans that are highlighted such.
Without a doubt, and it diminishes it in more ways than one, Horace, because, you know, a person doesn't have a chance to really compete fairly because, you know, the Democrats want an expected outcome. They don't want to sit there and watch the thrill of victory. They already want the system rigged. And here it is in football and in all that it's about, and especially in this particular game where they were going back and forth. And really, it, at the end of the day, it came down to a coin toss.
And,
you know, which is something I think they need to correct down the road.
The NFL has pursued, maybe they think it's a way to manage their players, but they have pursued a woke policy agenda. And I don't know how many times I saw commercials during this playoff series that flatly lied about what it means to be black and an American in this country. The theory that your race explains your credit score, the theory that your race explains housing access, or any number of other things, when in fact this is the one place on the planet where if you are talented, you can achieve. If you are talented, you will succeed. The woke policy preferences hinder that. And as my new book that's going to be coming out, How Joe Biden is Breaking Black America Again, I will show the difference between a constitutional limited government approach that benefits everyone and a race-targeted specific approach that ends up harming even the people that are supposed to be benefited.
You know what I find laughable about all this, Horace, whether it's blacks or Hispanic, You have white people, you know, telling you how you feel, you know, and it's like, it's hysterical. Like, wait a minute, you have no idea. I mean, it's kind of like these people that come to me, and even to this day, you know, they come to me and they go, oh my God, you know, I've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. You got to be kidding. You don't know my people.
When my grandparents were alive, they were whites who call themselves Democrats, who said, they know you're not supposed to be a shop owner. You're not supposed to buy from this particular car dealer. You're not supposed to buy this particular property. They knew better. Now, we today say, oh, well, how could anyone think that some other group could speak for you? But that's exactly what's happening in the 21st century. Some other group is speaking for people. They claim they're doing it in their best interest, but they did so in the 30s, 40s, and the 50s. Mm-hmm. It's good for America, they said, to have this separation. It's not that we're penalizing one group or another, and they say the same thing today. What's sad is after all of the effort that your grandparents, my grandparents, and our grandparents of a generation came together to reaffirm the ideal, the principle that our country was founded upon, that all citizens would be equal under the law. It's just going to be pushed aside, even by the NFL, but now as the president does with his nomination, his commitment that there is going to be a black woman rather than the most talented. Shame on him that in the 21st century we have to only select from a certain group, or we assume that there won't be a possibility of a black woman joining this court.
Yeah. And I want to get back to that in just a second, but a little levity here. I just got a text. a man mistakes girlfriend's positive test for a pregnancy test. She goes, no, you knucklehead. She has a positive test, and he thought it was for COVID. And she goes, it's not COVID, you knucklehead. I'm pregnant. Great story. Just a little levity, a little break here. I thought you'd appreciate that. I know I did. Hey, okay, so the president printed this, opened up this can of worms. Now, you know, you start looking at now we're going to be demographically sensitive about the makeup of the court. And as you said, okay, well, wait a minute. We've got one black. We've got one Hispanic. How about an Asian? Why didn't he say we're going to, any non-Asian not apply? But no, he's made this. I mean, he's really opened up a bucket of worms here, hasn't he?
When I get on an airplane, that the person who's selected to fly the plane was selected on the basis of their race. If I had to have open heart surgery, I don't want to be told that the person who was selected on the basis of their gender. I want to be told that they are the most exceptional, the most remarkable, and the most talented. Now, I might not get the most exceptional, the most remarkable, and the most talented, but I'll be a bit more comforted than if I'm actively told right before I'm about to go under, by the way, we didn't get the most talented, we didn't get the most capable, and I might go, okay. No, we picked the gender person so that they could set a record whether this operation succeeds or not.
Right.
This president is crippling his new nominee when he says, I'm only picking from this specific group. It's not the opposite. It's not proof that I'm picking the most exceptional. It's proof. I don't believe if I was picking the most exceptional, I would come up with a black woman. How bigoted can that be?
Exactly. And the thing is that it not only it cripples the process, it cripples the body politic, because we're talking about this. We know that it's not right and it's not fair. Something that came up right away, I think it was with Rick Manning with Limited Government, Americans for Limited Government. He's the founder there. And he said that he thought the scenario would be that Joe Biden, even though he tells Kamala that I love you, that really there's no love lost there between the president and the vice president, that the way to get her out of there, get her out of the building, is to nominate her. I mean, hey, she checks the boxes. She's black. She's female.
So the most incompetent vice president in modern history, demonstrated record, would then be named to the Supreme Court. Well, a couple things. One is you have a hard time getting all 50 Democrat senators to support her. And even though Larry Tribe wrote when Kavanaugh was being considered that the vice president doesn't have a role in these constitutional cases, even though he wrote that, I'd love to see what he says today, she likely would end up having to cast a tie-breaking vote. But guess where the fun really begins? If she was no longer the vice president, there would be no president of the Senate. If there's no president of the Senate, all activity grinds to a halt, because who is going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee to decide the replacement for the vice president? In fact, who's going to set the schedule for what's going to be voted on? There's likely a red wave headed America's direction on Election Day, but one of the things that I've been worried about is the lame duck, where they do things, but they won't be able to, because no vice president would be able to be selected until after a likely Republican majority is in place.
So when she is nominated, she would have to resign her position as the vice president? 10 seconds left. Yes, when she's confirmed. Horace Cooper, thank you, Horace. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a
publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Who's next at the Supreme Court? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki won't say whether or not Biden would consider nominating Vice President Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Just under 2 years ago, candidate Biden said he would nominate a Supreme Court justice based on gender and skin color.
Again, I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists. And as we've stated earlier, and you heard the president say, there's a long history of Supreme Court justices determining when they may retire, if they retire, and announcing that. And we're going to, that remains the case today.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with a host of all our interviews with these great guests that we bring to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Like our next guest, Joe Kent, the retired Green Beret warrant officer and Gold Star husband. We're going to be talking about Russia at the Ukraine border. Why is the U.S. waiting on sanctions and ignoring our own energy resources? That might be a couple of the questions you may have. Joe's also a Washington State candidate opposing Rhino Jamie Buettler's mandate stand, and we'll be discussing that with him. A little bit of Joe's background here. He's the husband of Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, as you may recall. When he was on with us before, she was killed in action on January the 16th of 2019, just over a year ago. And she was conducting combat operations against ISIS in Manbij, Syria. She was assigned a special operations task force at the time of her death. She was a trailblazer for women in the special operations community, began her career with an individual augmentation deployment to Iraq in support of a special operations task force in 2007. And during that deployment, she provided SEAL strike forces with actionable intelligence to kill and capture enemy terrorists. And her performance on that deployment earned her an invitation to try out for a naval support activity, too. That's known as SA-2. It's an elite unit led by SEALs and manned by intelligent professionals tasked with providing SEAL teams with actionable intelligence. She deployed two more times to Iraq with SA-2 and once to Afghanistan. During these deployments, her ability to collect intelligence earned her the Department of Defense Linguist of the Year Award in 2011 and the Defense Intelligence Agency's Human Intelligence Collector of the Year Award in 2012. She then attended the physically and mentally arduous selection for a joint special operations unit and was selected. And for the next several years, Shannon participated
in highly classified training operations. Joe is met Shannon in 2013 during a special operations training course. They married in 14, and by 2017, the couple, despite leading demanding lives, were parents of two beautiful sons, Colton Blake and Joshua Brett, the middle names of both in honor of close friends who had been lost in the line of duty. Needless to say, a rich history with his family, and it's an honor to have Joe Kent back on with us here on the show. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Well, in this time that we were trying to get you on the air with us, I was able to recount your history, your wife's history. Last time you and I talked, you're a single dad, and you've had your hands full with your kids and your family, and bless your heart. God bless you that your heart is service, first as a Green Beret warrant officer, now as a candidate running for Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I think just the full scope of what's going on in our country right now, I really just can't sit here and hand this country over to my children in good faith, especially after all that they've been through. So that's why I'm in this fight right now.
Yeah, it is amazing, Joe, that we find ourselves, we never thought in a lifetime we would be in a situation where chaos would be reigning so incredibly, and that we would have elected officials that would seem to want to promote more chaos as opposed to less.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, Biden's only been in office now for about a year, and just look how far we've fallen. I mean, from, foreign affairs, everything that happened with Afghanistan, to the crisis brewing in Ukraine, all the way to bare shelves in our grocery stores, something I never thought that I would see here in America, to the chaos on our streets, the lack of law and order, our economy's in shambles, the COVID still being exploited against Americans here in Washington State. We have draconian vaccine mandates. The kids are still being forced into masks in the schools. So it's we're up against a lot, but I'm optimistic because I do think a lot of regular Americans who either checked out of politics or have just never been engaged before, they understand what the stakes are. And so I think we're getting ready to take our country back in a very big way.
Well, Joe, we've got to re-embrace, I keep saying, with first principles and these founding documents like the Declaration of Independence that really laid the formula for a successful government. And it starts with we the people. We the people have checked out. We disengaged. And so what has taken over is this administrative state, these unelected bureaucrats that have taken hold of our country and have gotten their hands into our treasury and taken care of themselves at our expense. And what have they done for us? They've just continued to bloat this government and put us in peril to where, democracy here in the United States, we're really, I don't mean to make it sound so dire, but I do mean to make it sound so dire, is we're at a brink here, aren't we?
No, we certainly are. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. A while back, we stopped teaching just basic civics and really just reinforcing to our children in schools why this country is unique, that this is the only country in the history of man that really has guaranteed God-given rights. The government doesn't give us any rights. These rights are inherent to us, given to us by our Creator, and our government is designed to be of the people to defend those rights. I think we slipped far from that, and for far too long, I mean, really in my lifetime, life has been really good here in America, and so I think a lot of people just checked out from that, and the slow creep through our institutions, the left did, to take away our first principles being taught in our schools, and then now you fast forward, and we have this situation where COVID really lets the left exploit all of their wildest desires to give the government more and more power. I think people started to see towards the end of the Obama era that really this whole idea of government intrusions and then really this globalist idea of shipping our manufacturing overseas and fighting endless wars wasn't working out for us. And Trump really spoke to, hey, the American people are not getting their fair share. And let's flip that on its head. And when Trump won, we saw what you pointed out, the administrative state and their running dogs in the corporate media, their corporate running dogs in Wall Street, really turned against President Trump in a way that I think we had never seen or expected before leading up to the 2020 election. So now I think we can clearly see the battlefield, that there's really two sides. There's one side that wants complete and total control of your life, and then there's the rest of us that want to fight with everything that we have for liberty.
Exactly. And that's what has become quite obvious in this great reveal. I knew that Donald Trump started the pullback of the curtain of this administrative state, the deep state, and people began to see it. But even more so now that Biden, maybe we needed Trump, sadly, to leave so that people could really see how bad it was. And, you know, and here we are. I mean, it's amazing to think that, I guess the deal is the only way that Joe Biden could be president and the Democrats win the way they did was they had to cheat to do it. There's just no other explanation, Joe. I mean, that somebody who ran a campaign out of his basement somehow could garner 10 million more votes than an iconic black president. And Donald Trump, you know, got, 10 million more votes than he did previously, and he still loses with an economy that was robust. Yes, we were dealing with COVID, but all the great things he did, this doesn't make sense. And, you know, people ask me, go, Bill, do you believe that that this was a legitimate election? I said, you know, the sad answer is I don't. And because I don't think it's incumbent on me to change my mind and to force fit my thinking into an unreal and an incomprehensible outcome in order to, you know, go along with the thought that somehow Joe Biden was, you know, rightfully elected. I'm sorry. I don't have proof, and I don't have confidence that that was the case. Is that okay?
Oh, I totally agree. I think you're 100% right. I mean, if you just look at the way things were going in 2020, the Democrats didn't even run a campaign. They weren't attempting to even win the election at the ballot box to win over the American people. They were doing everything they could, in their own words, I'll just use their own words, to fortify the election. I mean, they've laid it out. They've bragged about it on the pages of Time magazine, all the different things they did to really stack the deck in their favor, rig the election, I think is a really proper way to put it, because that's what they did. They concentrated on how many people they could get to vote, even if that wasn't legal, and then who counted the votes. I mean, Joe Biden says that himself. Who counts the
votes? Yeah, I know, exactly. That was amazing.
Yeah.
He channeled Stalin. He channeled Stalin's own words. He says, I don't care who votes. I care who counts the votes, right?
Yeah, and that's why we can't back down on what happened in November of 2020. When we take back the House, we take back the Senate. One of the first things we have to do is obviously impeach Joe Biden, but after that, we have to have a full inquiry.
We got more from Joe Katz. Stay with us.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes. 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I know Joe Kent feels the same way I do, and this song really, really embraces our sentiment. And that is, that's our words of encouragement to all Americans. Don't give up hope. I mean, this is a country that was founded on godly principles, and we have that that capacity. It's not like we have to create it all over again. This is part of our DNA. It's part of our heritage. We just have to return to it, don't we, Joe? I mean, it's not like we're sitting here fresh with a clean sheet of paper, you know, like the founding fathers and the early revolutionaries that thought, well, I think this seems like a viable idea. I think this could work. Look, we've had almost 250 years of this working, you know, for the most part, good, bad, and everything else in between. But we've had enough experience, as I tell my kids, to define preference. And there's a lot of great ideas and foundational principles that are a part of this great American experiment, aren't there?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Like, we are not the descendants of weak, timid men who would have their freedom taken away. I mean, our history and our legacy is that of men that fought very, very hard, you know, throughout the world and right here at home to give us this country that we have right now. And I think most people can see that the left and really just this corporate globalist establishment wants to take it away from us. And so I think it's time for us to just really get back into those founding documents and our first principles and think, hey, like, this is on us. We could lose this freedom that we have. We could lose this country that we have in our lifetime if we don't act right now. But I think the momentum and the tide is turning. I think more people are coming over to our side. I tell conservatives and Republicans all the time that, hey, if you're discouraged about everything we just talked about before the break with the way the last election went, don't take the bait. Stay invested. The left wants at least half of us to stop voting and lose faith in the system, because then they don't even have to steal it or rig it anymore if we just stop showing up. Or they want us to
exactly.
be so angered. Or they want us to become so angry. They're trying to provoke us right now. That's what a lot of what the Biden administration is doing. They want us to be so angry we stay or do something foolish, and then they can turn the security state on us. So the last thing they want us doing is being motivated, happy, getting the word out, and taking our country back peacefully and patriotically.
Exactly. You know, Joe, what comes to thought here as you were talking is that what, you imagine, you know, legal immigrants have come to the country. Some have been waiting in line for decades to, you know, be a part of this great American experiment. They've seen it from a distance. They've lived in all kinds of hell themselves in their home country, sadly, and out of desperation. I'm not talking about people that have invaded our southern border. I'm talking people who have come in, you know, legally. We, up until last year, we allowed roughly 1 million legal immigrants to come in. that came in, they didn't rely on the government for sustenance. They had to make sure that they were sponsored and that they would not be any liability on any community that they would attend to. I mean, you know, quite in contract to what's happening right now with right. the illegal immigrants being shipped around in dark at night. And then, of course, the recent report that we had all these male adults being shipped into the interior of our country, the administration would want us to believe something else. But my thought is for these immigrants who came here legally, you know, to see, you know, after all that they've gone through, to see that their hope is slipping away, possibly, I got to imagine that this is tragic for them.
Yeah, some of the most powerful conversations I've had since I've become a candidate have been with people that escaped either, you know, former Soviet bloc countries or folks mm-hmm. that have escaped the Chinese Communist Party or some folks from South America who've gotten here. They waited in line. They did their time because they knew that America was really the last hope for humanity. So they risked everything to come here. And to listen to them discuss what's happened really since COVID, what's happened with the slow march through the institutions, the way the critical race theory is being weaponized against the American people, they know what's going on. I think a lot of this is foreign to Americans who haven't traveled a lot or really
yes.
haven't experienced this in our lives. But if you talk to some of these recent immigrants, the ones that came over and escaped communist countries, they can tell you exactly what's going on. And they're some of the hardest fighters we have in our movement right now because they know where this ends. This ends in totalitarianism. This ends in some of the darkest chapters in the history of humanity. So I would
exactly.
encourage everybody to really just reach out and talk to some of these recent immigrants. Most of them are happy to tell you what's happening right now, and there's a reason why they're on our side.
Well, exactly. And, last year when there was a revolt about what was going on in Cuba, and of course we saw a demonstration in Miami with the Cuban, the Cuban population based out of there. And my suggestion was, you know, Miami's always known for its spring break, right? I said that we should bus our kids into Miami to talk to these immigrants down there at Calle Ocho in Miami and get the truth of communism and socialism. And they'll give it to them straight. You know, I said, we could just have a big street party out there and just have people talk story and wake kids up. This would be the best history education that they could ever have, you know, from people that have experienced it for themselves firsthand, right? And to your point.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic idea. I agree. I mean, I think the Cuban-American community, especially down there in Miami, the Miami-Dade County, when that flipped to President Trump in this last election, I think that opened up a lot of eyes. But the Cuban-Americans, they had seen this. This is what they fled their country for. And they know what's happening here. And so, yeah, that's a great insight they could have. And they're strong, some of our strongest advocates in our movement right now.
Exactly. I want to get back to the Ukrainian border and Putin's endgame here. How do you analyze this? What do you see happening ultimately?
Well, really, I mean, Putin can just smell weakness, you know, and so he's also been heavily enabled, not just due to all the corruption in the Biden administration, but he saw how weak we are on the world stage in Afghanistan. And then also Putin knows Joe Biden. He knows the full scope of his failures throughout the policy, foreign policy realm for his whole career. So
Joe, just to interrupt here real quick, Putin, I'm sure, has a legitimate dossier on Biden, unlike that which was manufactured against Donald Trump by the Clinton campaign, right?
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, if we got a hold of Hunter's laptop and we saw that, imagine what a real operative like Vladimir Putin has. So, yeah, he probably has a legitimate compromise on him. But also, I mean, looking at the full scope of what we found on Hunter's laptop, I think that's accurate. But also, Biden is just weak domestically, and he's really set the stage for this. When Biden came on, he killed off the Keystone XL pipeline, and that not only hurt us at the gas pump, but that put the price of Russian oil that raised it because that made their one commodity go way up. He let the Russians build the NORAD Stream 2 gas pipeline into Europe. He stopped cracking down on all the different NATO countries and our European allies from buying Russian oil. And so now Vladimir Putin is hyper-enabled. And the next thing you know, of course, Putin's going to ratchet up the tensions because he knows that Biden's weak, he's strong. But Biden's foreign policy team is absolutely incompetent. He knows that as well. And we have all the war hawks from the left and the right that want to find a new conflict because that's what they do in the military-industrial complex. But then Biden's political team is so callous and so cold. All they want to do is distract from all his failures at home, and they're willing to risk a war, a new war with a nuclear superpower just to distract. they know that Biden is so doddering, they put him out there last week in an hour-and-a-half long, you know, press conference, and yes. The national security state is saying if Vladimir Putin steps one pinky toe over the line, we're going to go to war up to and including, you know, nuclear options. But then Biden gets out there and he says, well, maybe we'll tolerate some incursion. And this lack right. of clarity is exactly how we get into wars. This is basically how World War One started, our Gulf War with Saddam. We had the U.S. ambassador to Baghdad say that, hey, we really don't want to intercede in your inter-Arab border dispute. But the next thing you know, we're in a full war because of lack of clarity. And I think a lot of that's by design, by Biden's foreign policy team, because they really ultimately want Biden to be able to, the one that, like, stood up to Putin. And they're going to use that as a narrative to shield from all the failures here. So we're in a very dangerous situation. And I want to see Congress act and demand a declaration of war or a authorization use of military force. This is where Congress could really come in and prevent a unnecessary war.
Yeah, to me, you know, part of the dynamic that took place was, you know, we shut down XL pipeline. We give him he cancels the authorization. He gives Russia, Putin, the authorization for Nord Stream. And here we are. I mean, we're one of the major buyers of Russian oil right now. And here we're supposedly trying to defend and sending, a couple $100 million worth of armament to Ukraine. But meanwhile, we're sending, you know, multiple millions of dollars to Russia and buying their oil. I mean, it's almost like we're on both sides of the border here there in Ukraine. You know, we want to help Ukraine on one hand, and on the other hand, we're supplying, you know, the Russians with the ability. I mean, this is so absurd. And, you know, Joe, people aren't seeing this. I mean, you know, they're not connecting the dots, and I don't get it.
No, exactly. I mean, really, if we're to believe the national security state and the mainstream media's narrative that Russia is this massive threat, then my question is exactly, why haven't we taken diplomatic action? Why aren't we using our economic power? We're not doing any of that. The two things are completely out of sync, our economic and our diplomacy, combined, and in contrast to what our military industrial complex and national security state is recommending. So, I mean, I would encourage people to look at those dots. And then also just a basic question. Anytime any elected official says they want to use military force, they have to be able to clearly define what the U.S. vital national security interest is. And if they can't do it and explain it to the common man, then you know a scam is being run. And again, this is where the congressional oversight comes in. We cannot let a president right. from any party blindly march us into war. This is one of the main reasons that we just fought these rudderless 20-year endless wars that President Trump tried to actually get us out of. The thing is,
exactly.
Congress, when Trump tried to get us out of Afghanistan, Congress froze funding to prevent him from doing that. I would like to see Congress act as strongly as they did then to keep us in a war. I want to see them act that strongly to prevent us from sliding into a war.
Exactly. Good point. Joe Kent, retired Green Beret, warrant officer and candidate in your district there, in the 3rd District in Clark County, Washington State. Joe, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid?